It's one of my favorite times of the week, Gardening with Sharon Time on 840 CFCW. It's all brought to you by Teal's Greenhouse. Beautiful drive out to Bruderheim, or they've got the greenhouse in Fort Saskatchewan. We are celebrating International Pollinator Week.
Yes, we are. So this week, I'm doing all my social media focusing on pollinators. So, Jackie Ray, pollinators just basically move pollen around. And pollination is actually more an accidental process than an intentional one, because the pollinators are looking for food. Like, bees are looking for pollen, and they eat pollen and they feed it to their baby bees because it's high in protein. And the rest of the pollinators are looking for, like, nectar, which is like a sugary water that flowers produce to attract them. And then as they get in there messing around in the flower, they end up moving the pollen over from the anther to the stigma, and then the whole seed formation thing happens. It's quite fascinating. Anyways, so I wanted to talk about six things you can do to make your garden pollinator friendly and safe. Number one, provide a full season of flowers. So pollinators are all about the flowers because they're looking for food. So craft your garden to include blossoms that happen in spring, summer, and fall. So you can do that with perennials, and then add some annuals to have a holdover while the perennials are cycling in and out of color. And then provide flowers with vibrant hues. So bright is best. Butterflies are actually a little myopic. So bright colors like yellow, orange, purple, and red, that's good. It draws them in. Number three, provide flowers that are easily accessible. So like really complicated flowers that are double flowers and stuff like that, they're just like harder for them to land on. So like daisy flowers are easier. And then number four, provide a variety of fragrances. So different pollinators like different smells, i.e. bees and flies like sweet scents, and then the fruity, spicy, musty scents that attracts beetles and stuff. And number five, provide a water source. So all pollinators appreciate a well-deserved drink of water. So if you have a bird bath or a water fountain or even rain barrels, like, they just love to have a good sip of water. And then number six, provide a pesticide-free landscape. Maintaining a pesticide-free gardening space isn't new to most gardeners, but one thing that's interesting is a lot of products that are labeled organic or safe for pollinators aren't really safe for all stages of pollinator growth and development. And for when they're a little more vulnerable, like in the early stages, those same things can kill off the young pollinators.
So it's International Pollinators Week. Where do we find all this information?
At gardeningwithsharon.com. That's the name of my website. That is also my Facebook and Instagram. And actually, I wanted to tell you, I have three blogs on my website related to pollinators. And one of them I put up last week. This blog is called The Best Annuals and Perennial Flowers for Your Zone 3 and 4 Pollinator Garden. And it has a free downloadable pollinator reference chart.